very important because it's another step in the condemnation of the coup. So far, we had a very strong international condemnation, but as far as the internal players in Guinea-Bissau, only PAIGC, the party in government, condemned quite strongly and clearly the coup. So the fact that the main rival of PAIGC, Kumba Yala, also condemned the coup is very, very important. And it seems to me that the coup, as time goes by, it is becoming quite clear that the chances of success are very, very small, because not only the internal players are starting to make clear that they refused the coup, but also there is a very clear united front as far as the international community is concerned. So far, we had last Saturday a meeting of the community of Portuguese-speaking countries here in Lisbon, and the final communique was quite clear, very strong language condemning the coup, demanding the ongoing presidential elections to proceed, making quite clear if something happens to the prime minister and the interim president that the coup leaders will be held accountable for what they have done. Their assets might be froze, there might be travel ban, even the issue might be sent to the International Criminal Court. So Portugal right now is a member of the Security Council, and it made already clear that it will raise the issue in the Security Council. So I suppose that the Security Council resolution, if we go that far, will have some of the content of the final communique of the Community of Portuguese-speaking Countries. I've never seen in the last few years, in the last 10 to 15 years, such a strong language against a coup or a military operation in Guinea-Bissau trying to affect the civilian powers. It's becoming quite clear that this time the international community really means business, and this coup attempt will not succeed in their goals. To a certain extent, the secret here is to find some sort of face-saving mechanism to the coup leaders, try to find out some form of compromise if the coup leaders already understood, which I think they probably did, that this coup is doomed to fail.
A team from the International Red Cross and Red Crescent, they visited the ex-Prime Minister Carlos Gomes Jr. They've delivered him medicine for his diabetes, and they've said that he wasn't injured during the coup attempt. How important is his release, and do you have any idea as to when he'll be released? What conditions will the National Transitional Council need to see before they release him?
What is important is that he's alive and well. We hope that interim president too is alive and well, and as far as we know, it seems so. But his release is not the main issue here, in my view, because the foreign minister, for example, wasn't arrested. He wasn't in Bissau at the moment of the coup, so he was present here in Lisbon. So we can have, so to speak, some sort of interim representative of the government with whom we can speak, with whom we can work within the Security Council and so on. But of course, it is important for the Prime Minister and the President to be released alive and well, but it's not something that I would emphasize much at this point. I think what is important is to make it clear that their life must be protected, and then let's try to see in the forthcoming days what sort of solution that we can devise in order to reinstate the constitutional order as soon as possible.